Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, class, take your seats. It's that time once again for Roman's College of Country Knowledge on US 99 with your host, Dougie Stiles.
Thank you, thank you. And who is ready to pick it up $100? We got on the phone from Glenview, Bridget. Bridget, are you ready?
I'm so ready for this.
Well, we really hope in honor of Thanksgiving we can give you $100, so best of luck, okay?
Thanks.
Kick Roman out of the studio this morning, Bridget.
Oh, get out, Roman.
Five questions, Bridget. Whoever gets the most correct is the winner. All ties go to Roman. Here we go with question number one. Lauren Akins just celebrated her 28th birthday earlier this month. She's married to a pretty successful country singer, I'd say. Name him.
I have no idea. Blake Shelton.
Blake Shelton, Bridget. Blake Shelton is dating Gwen Stefani. You know what? I'm going to give you one more guess really quick.
Thomas Rhett.
This I Drive Your Truck singer says he's man enough to admit that the chick flick, The Notebook, makes him ugly cry. Who is he?
I think it is Lee Bryce.
Taylor Swift picked up the Song of the Year for the song Better Man, which she wrote for Little Big Town. What award show was it at?
The AMAs.
Question number four, Morgan Evans says it was his Australian accent that won over his current fiance and jokes that he's going to marry her before she's sick of it. Who is his bride-to-be?
It's Kelsey Ballerini.
Bridget, give me your best Australian accent.
G'day, mate.
That was actually pretty good.
Thanks.
And let's close it out. Blake Shelton says that if he never sings his hit song Hillbilly Bone ever again, he'd be okay with it. What state did Shelton grow up in?
He grew up in Oklahoma.
All right. Let's bring Roman back in the studio. All right, Bridget, let me see here. You got 4 out of 5 correct this morning.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Who's in the background with you?
Like my whole family.
Lauren Akins just celebrated her 28th birthday earlier this month. She's married to a pretty successful country singer. Name him.
Thomas Rhett.
Yeah, and I had to give Bridget a little clue because, Bridget, who did you first say?
I don't want to say. It's embarrassing.
She said Blake Shelton.
Yeah, no, I think Gwen Stefani would be a little upset about that.
We're tied at 1. This I Drive Your Truck singer says he's man enough to admit that the chick flick, The Notebook, made him ugly cry. Who is he?
Oh, come on, man. I had this guy on a pedestal. Lee Bryce.
Yeah, we're tied at 2. Taylor Swift picked up the Song of the Year for the song Better Man, which she wrote for Little Big Town. What award show was it at?
The CMAs.
Yeah, and Bridget, you said the AMAs.
Oh, that's rough.
The whole family right now is like, no.
They're getting rid of their daughter. Roman's up 1. Morgan Evans says it was his Australian accent that won over his current fiance and jokes that he's going to marry her before she's sick of it. Who is his bride to be?
Top of the morning to you. That would be Kelsey Ballerini.
Yeah, but Bridget had a way better impersonation. Bridget, do it again.
G'day, mate.
See?
Wait, I think I did like an Irish accent.
Yeah,
you're right. That is
Australian.
That's
why I said a way better one. All right, here we go. Let's close it out. Blake Shelton says that if he never sings his hit song Hillbilly Bone ever again, he'd be okay with it. What state did Shelton grow up in?
Yikes. I don't even know. Texas?
Oklahoma.
Oh, I was thinking that, but I was wrong.
That means we tied, Bridget.
Oh, wow. I never thought that would happen.
Yeah. Well, here's the deal. All ties go to Roman, but your family's going to be still proud of you because how about, would you like a pair of tickets for our US 99 first listen to see Granger Smith?
Yes, I would love a pair of tickets. Thank you.
The whole family's excited, but we only have 2 tickets. So, Bridget, you got to decide who you're going to bring if you close out our game this morning.
I'm Bridget from Glenview, and I flunked out of Roman's College of Country Knowledge.
No, you tied.
Oh, I tied Roman's College of Country Knowledge.
Stiles and Roman, mornings on US 99.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.